FNC's Carlson, Democrat, media reaction to U.S. Capitol incident not about Trump. It is about controlling you and the country. By Jeff Poor on January 15, 2021. Thursday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson warned elements on the American left were using last week's incident at the U.S. Capitol to justify threats and fear to gain control over the country. According to Carlson, that included tying race to the incident. Transcript as follows. Carlson, what happened at the Capitol last Wednesday was wrong. We've said that very clearly at the time. We've said it very clearly every day since and we will continue to say it. We are opposed to political violence. We hate mobs. No matter who they claim to represent. Period. But that's not all we're against. We're also against lying. Political propaganda is its own form of violence. It destroys people's minds. In the end, it enslaves them. You can judge for yourself what happened last Wednesday in Washington. Rarely has an event been filmed from more angles than that was. You know what that was, and you also know what it wasn't. It was not an act of racism. It was not an insurrection. It wasn't an armed invasion by a brigade of dangerous white supremacists. It wasn't. Those are lies. Why are they demanding that you believe those lies? You should wonder about that. When your doctor claims that your broken arm is stage 4 pancreatic cancer, you need a second opinion. When he demands that you get chemotherapy, you need to run away because something very dark is going on. And indeed, something dark is going on right now. What happened last week in Washington was not new or unusual. In fact, it was sadly familiar. The riot you saw was the perfect illustration of why we should oppose all mob action always. Left uncontrolled, mobs boil over. Violence erupts. People get killed. That is inevitable. That's what always happens. It has happened many times before. Not just over the past year, but over the previous years and previous centuries. In fact, all through human history. That's the way mobs are. Wise leaders know that, that's why they don't encourage mobs. Let's hope that everyone in Washington has learned that lesson. But, of course, they haven't learned it. Instead, they are trying to use this moment to increase their own power, so they are lying about what you saw. They are calling it a precisely orchestrated coup attempt. They are telling you that the Chewbacca guy you saw on video, the guy with the painted face and the Viking hat, was actually the leader of some super secret Spetsnaz commando unit over to overthrow our government. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the man in the coonskin cap may have looked like he took a wrong turn at a Packers game and wound up on the floor of the House of Representatives, but don't be deceived. This man is a mastermind in the ways of the espionage. The Chewbacca guy was the fact the tip of the insurrection spear. Hide the children. Marshal the federal troops. How absurd and insulting all of this is. First of all, it's untrue. It's a lie. And yet, it's working and that's why they are saying it. They are using what happened last week to justify the most sweeping crackdown on civil liberties and free speech in the history of this country. Are you surprised they are doing that? You shouldn't be surprised. We lived through something similar this summer. We have seen the template for what they will do and what they plan to do. Over Memorial Day, a man died in police custody in Minneapolis. There was dramatic video of that happening. People who saw it were upset. In the end, we learned that what we thought happened was not even close to what actually happened, but by then it was too late. The usual frauds and demagogues have leveraged that moment to change this country forever. They used hysteria to subdue the population and to crush anyone who dared to ask questions about what they were doing. They tried hard to pull this show off the air, for example. To this day, the same group maintains strict ideological orthodoxy through threats and fear. Not through argument or reason, but through coercion. Here's an actual headline from the other day from the sports blog Deadspin. Quote, fans rip Philly's other trade for Black Lives Matter hater slash batting practice pitcher Sam Coonrod. The article describes that Sam Coonrod is a Magogi and suggests that he is a racist. That sounds scary. Here's what Sam Coonrod actually said. This was his crime, quote, I just can't get on board with a couple of things I have read about Black Lives Matter. How they lean toward Marxism and they said some negative things about the nuclear family, end quote. So Sam Coonrod isn't for Marxism. Sam Coonrod likes the nuclear family, so we better crush him. Meanwhile, and this was the point all along, A small number of genuinely radical haters and nihilists have stepped into the void where our national conversation used to be and taken total control of the floor. They say things that virtually no one in this country actually agrees with. But since no one else is allowed to talk, they have a moppy monopoly on what we do next. Here's the dumbest and most narcissist of all of them, the Kim Kardashian of the Congress. Yammering on about how actually because of the death in Minneapolis, we need to get rid of the police. Begin video clip. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. So if you are an elected official that for any reason is on this call, I'm asking you to ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice to make sure that overfunded police departments are defunded? End video clip. Carlson, so, suddenly, and let us know if this sounds familiar. A convicted felon dying of a drug overdose was a national crisis? As in any national crisis, you have got to make some sacrifices. And guess what? Every one of your sacrifices is going to make vacuous little totalitarians morons like Sandy Cortez more powerful. That's how national crises work. Something bad has happened, therefore you have to hand the worst people in the world the keys to your life. See how that works? As if you needed more evidence that it's all about what's good for Sandy Cortez and her friends and not about what's good for you, because nobody cares about that. Watch her new position, her revised position on defunding the police. This is from the other day. Begin video clip. Cortez, many of us nearly narrowly escaped death. There were members of Capitol Police who were quite heroic. You know, we have many officers and, you know, there were also black and brown officers that were confronting white supremacists and putting themselves not just to protect members, but they put themselves in harm's way. End video clip. Carlson, narrowly escaped death. One of the most harrowing things in life is pass freshman sociology at Boston University. Every day is a brand new drama. Sandy's heart is still beating fast. But she likes the cops now despite the fact that they are white supremacists. What a difference a day makes. And Sandy Cortez is not alone. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts has also, for the moment, changed her view of violent civil unrest. Here she was just a few months ago. Begin video clip. Rep. Ayanna Pressley, DMA, hold them accountable. Make the phone call, send the email. Show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there is plenty to go around. End video clip. Carlson, so there needs to be unrest in the streets, quote. Actually, we don't need unrest, Ayanna Pressley has concluded. Unrest in the streets is now racist. Watch. Begin video clip. Pressley, it was a harrowing experience. They were terrorizing members of Congress and all who work in the Capitol, our staff. Feeling unsafe is not new, and certainly being a black woman and feeling unsafe is not new. End video clip. Carlson, no, feeling unsafe is not new for Ayanna Pressley. She felt particularly unsafe, particularly in peril as she attended the single most private school in Chicago growing up, and it was even scarier when she arrived like her friend, Sandy Cortez, on the mean streets of Boston University. So Ayanna Pressley knows well what it's like to be persecuted and oppressed, and that friends is why you should no longer be allowed to speak in public or read the websites you like or watch this show. Just today the New York Times published a column by Nick Kristof that made that entirely sensible point. Quote, I'd like to see pressure on advertisers to withdraw from Fox News so long as it functions as extremist madrasa. And cable providers should be asked why they distribute that peddle lies. You won't be surprised to learn that the rest of the media, our competitors, strongly agree with that sentiment. The government needs to shut down Fox News. People who watch Fox News, meanwhile, that would be you, need to be, quote, deprogrammed. Presumably in some kind of residential facility. Re-education camps, if you will. Now we can't say specifically what the plan is. Honestly, we haven't thought a lot about it. MSNBC though has thought a lot about it. Begin video clip. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist and MSNBC regular. There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and have to be deprogrammed. Do you have any idea how we start that process? End video clip. Carlson, did you hear that? They are almost all white. Do you have any idea how we start that process? ask someone else on the set, like it's a perfectly reasonable suggestion and not at all dangerously insane. It turns out that many Democrats do in fact have some ideas on how to start the process. Sandy Cortez, by the way, has been thinking about this since sociology class at BU, and she has concluded we need a government commission to shut down media outlets that might criticize her. Begin video clip. Cortez, there is absolutely is a commission that's being discussed. Several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy because that is a part of what happened here. We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. End video clip. Carlson, you can't just spew disinformation like criticizing Sandy Cortez, you can't do that in this country. It is not like it is a free country with a First Amendment. No, not anymore. This is all moving pretty fast. It always does move pretty fast. But don't you worry, it's for your safety. Up in Canada, the Heritage Minister just announced this week that that country will introduce new regulations to ban social media posts that are deemed hurtful or offensive. We want to protect Canadians online, the minister explained. Of course, they want to protect themselves, protect you by protecting themselves from criticism from you. See how that works? Right. You're protected when you can't speak. I bet you didn't know that. Jack Dorsey knows that. Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Twitter. He only looks like a pothead, actually he is pretty clever. He takes the long view on these things. Thanks to James O'Keefe at Project Veritas, we know that Jack Dorsey has plans for the rest of us that will extend far beyond the Trump era. Silencing Donald Trump was just the beginning. Guess who is next? You are. Watch. Begin video clip. Jack Dorsey, CEO, Twitter, we are focused on one account right now. But this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon in the moves we are making today around QAnon. For instance, one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on. End video clip. Carlson, so, this is, quote, much bigger than silencing just one man, and it's going to go on much longer than just this week. So maybe Jack Dorsey isn't so bright. He just admitted out loud what the rest of them are still denying. This isn't really about Donald Trump. It never was. It's definitely not about what happened last week at the Capitol. It is about controlling you in the country you thought was yours forever. Sorry, there is a national crisis going on and we have no choice. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.